This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline is Kevin Lytle, or as I like to call him, you know, when he's not here, K-Lite. That's his new nickname. I think it's great. I think you should really own that. Kevin Lytle, my friend, how are you?
Doing awesome. How are you?
I'm good, man. All right, let's just get to it. Could CSU football, could their defense be the best in the Mountain West next season?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big statement, but they seem to think so. And kind of like I wrote today, the raw numbers say no, but when you look a little deeper, you know, they had the seven-game stretch in Mountain West play where they were really, really good. And most of that group is back. They've added a little bit, so I don't think it's completely fanciful. You know, to be very best, will they be? I don't know, but a top three, top four, I think that's very, very realistic.
Well, you know, they were really good last year, bringing back most of their pieces. I think you and I have talked about this, Kevin, but the inside linebacking core maybe is the big question mark, at least right now.
Even that, I think they feel pretty comfortable. You have a couple guys that played a lot last year in Chase Wilson, Drew Kulik. You probably don't have the depth quite yet. Some young guys probably need to step forward. But yeah, that's, you know, the only one that you don't really know who all the stars, you know, necessarily would be. But it seems like a group that they're feeling fairly comfortable with right now.
How big was it, though? You talk about, I know you noted this in your article, too. I was reading it this morning, actually, about the defense with Chiggy, Kamara, like those guys, getting them to come back was big. What was the reason for that? They decided to come back. They had a COVID year, I think. Was there a lot of that sales pitch kind of deal? Like, hey, we think we can be a really good defense that can make some noise in this conference and would also make some noise for you guys individually if you're a part of a great defense, which would put you on a lot of radars at the next level.
Yeah, definitely. Those guys, like you said, they had the COVID year option to use and you know, decided to stay. And yeah, Jay Norvell late last year was saying, hey, one of my biggest recruiting jobs this offseason is going to be Mo and Chiggy and, you know, try and get them back. Obviously, it worked. And those guys both said, you know, Chiggy told me, you know, I completely believe in what Jay Norvell's building. And I thought that was really fascinating because Chiggy, you know, he's not one of these Nevada transfers that's been, you know, with Norvell for years and years and years. You know, last year was his first time with him, and he obviously completely, you know, bought in to everything that's going on and believes it. And Mo Kamara, likewise, he said, I want to leave CSU on a path, you know, a winning path, and, you know, also improve his draft stock, his degree, all that as well. But those guys definitely are all in. They love Freddie Banks and the defense that they're running and seem, like I say, to have big, big goals.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. All right, what have you seen out at practice this week? I haven't had a chance to get out there Tuesday, mainly because it was cold, Kevin, and I don't do so well in that anymore. What are some of the things that have stuck out to you?
Yeah, Tuesday was, I mean, kind of a different one with all the snow. It was entertaining, but obviously makes things a little different. But, you know, some of the things that have jumped out, you know, Dallin Holker, the tight end, he's really going to be a big part of this offense. I think he's a really good player and fits what they needed really well. Kind of, you know, we were just talking about the defense, but man, you have some, all the veterans we were just talking about, yeah, are important, but man, there's some young guys coming too, especially on that D line. There's some talent in there as well. So, especially as the team moves into full pads, starting to get, you know, some more glimpses of, you know, what they can do, and it really is exciting.
What do you just going back to the defense again? Since you mentioned it with the D line, do you see this defense? I mean, last year they were good, but do you see them taking that step where they're more aggressive, where maybe they're forcing a lot more turnovers, getting more interceptions, and things like that? Where we're seeing, you know, a D line that's really getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. That needs to be the next step. You know, Jay Norvell said that. Okay, you know, we've challenged them. You need to do it more consistently, you know, through the year, and then, yeah, a lot more takeaways, scoring points, do that. So that's a big challenge, and, you know, that's kind of what makes or breaks a defense going from good to great, and especially if the offense can get going. some of Jay Norvell's best teams have been teams that were really, really good on takeaways. So no doubt that is a huge message for the unit this year.
Kevin Lytle joining us. You put a piece together last week. I mean, I know we're talking about positives and exciting stuff for CSU football. The negative kind of looming over this team right now is the situation with Avery Morrow. You did a great job of just lining all that information out. What have you heard anything new since that article? I know we have a lot more to dissect, but based on what you put together and what we've heard as far as the facts go, it obviously does not look good.
Yeah, I mean, it's all kind of just TBD right now until it plays out through the courts. His next hearing or court day is set for April 20th. And, until the legal stuff is all worked out, there's really nothing to know or nothing to, decision, I guess, with the team because he's just suspended right now. And that will be the case until the legal stuff is taken care of.
Well, and I know on Avery's side of things, they're trying to, maybe prove, I don't know, tell me if I'm speaking out of turn here, but whether or not the person that was going by on the skateboard, did he hit the car like forcefully because he was mad he was in the way or something, or did he use the car to kind of, or his hand to kind of stop himself or whatnot? So obviously, if a guy runs up and hits your car and does it forcefully, I mean, that changes things. If he just did it by accident or whatever to try to get around him, then that's a different story too.
Yeah, I mean, all that will play out in court, obviously. I'm not a lawyer. It's a little above my pay grade on how exactly those, discussions or whatever you want to call it will go down. But yeah, definitely the injuries and how they came about and their severity, all that is going to play a big role in what ultimately happens in this case.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll be following you for those updates, too, at the Coloradoan or via Twitter. Switching gears a bit, you sat down with Nico Medved. Again, I love what you're doing, man. I love the story updates, the spring football updates, but then these, in-depth conversations. You sat down with Nico Medved talking about the roster, transfer portals, all this stuff. Where's Nico Medved's head right now? How's he doing with all of this stuff?
It's probably spinning most significantly. I mean, it is chaos this time of year. Obviously, most people don't see it because there's no games. There's nothing for fans to watch, so to speak. But it is absolute chaos right now. The transfer portal is insane. The stories I hear are insane. The staff is working. They're recruiting. They've had people in on visits. They had one player they thought they had a decent chance of landing that ended up elsewhere. And that's just, you don't hear about all those. Most teams, you lose more recruiting battles than you win just by the sheer volume of recruiting. But that's what they're doing right now. A lot of players in on visits or on Zoom calls, all these type of things as they work to recruit and, retool this roster a bit.
Well, and it's such a with Isaiah Stevens in his situation, it's bittersweet, right? I mean, it's cool you got a guy that could potentially go to the NBA and to the next level, whatever. But at the same time, you're kind of waiting around because that position, you either need to fill it or you got Isaiah coming back. It's hard to, same thing as David Roddy last year. It's hard to go up to a young point guard and say, "Hey, we want you to come here," but there's a chance you won't play at all because you'll be behind Isaiah Stevens.
Yeah, but it's not. It's that is super significant. And then also the other part of you have guys, players when they're looking at transfer, they're looking at the roster.
Sure.
And there's they can be saying, well, if Isaiah's back, I feel pretty comfortable that if I come join him, we're a March Madness team. But if Isaiah doesn't, what's it look like? So you have that as well of just the uncertainty.
Have you heard anything as far as Isaiah's journey so far? I mean, again, I know he's going to get information ultimately that's going to tell him if they think he can play at the next level or get drafted. And if he doesn't like that information, then he's coming back.
Yeah, nothing new particularly. The combines and stuff happen a little later. So I think it's kind of business as usual. I actually happened to run into him working out in the gym about a week or so ago. Didn't pick his brain for anything. Let him go through his workout. But yeah, I think right now it's kind of that business as usual.
And last one for you, Kevin. I mean, you've been all over the damn place the last week or so. The football state championship. So what, 4 egg and 5 egg level? Going to be at Canvas next year. That's pretty special, man.
Yeah, no, it's a very cool thing. I'm actually up in one of the rooms in Canvas Stadium right now. They just finished the press conference announcing that 4A and 5A. moving to Canvas Stadium this year, and then actually 3A is going to join a year later when their contract runs out in Pueblo. So, yeah, I mean, it's an awesome event. I think Canvas Stadium will be a great host for it. You know, if you get, whatever, 10, 12,000, 15,000 here for those big school championships, that'll be a great atmosphere. Obviously a beautiful stadium and setting. So I think it's a big win for CSU. You get a bunch of people to campus who, you know, otherwise might not be. And I think it's good for those games.
Well, and again, I know CSU, it's not the number one thing in the world for them to try to recruit locally, but you are getting the best the state has to offer at that game. So those guys, if they're worth it, if they can be D1 type players, Mount West type players, they're looking around going, this is a cool place. I might like to play here on Saturdays next year.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt to, like you say, have some of those best players, you know, get a little taste of what it could be like.
Kevin, we'll let you go, man. Appreciate you as always. Like I said, you've been all over the place, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Yeah, he sat down with Nico Medved, and I was texting back and forth with assistant coach Ali Farokmanesh. I'm like, hey, how's that situation going? And he says all the right things. He's like, dude, it's great. It's great for Isaiah Stevens. It's amazing. You'd rather that than not. But we can't really recruit his position. And Isaiah's a beacon. Kevin's 100% right. He's a guy that if you have him on your roster, other players look at that situation and they want to play for CSU. If he's gone, what's your foundation? You know, what are you selling to these players, transfers and recruits, if you're Medved and company? What are you selling? Saying, hey, we can be competitive as soon as next year. And this Mount West Conference is competitive. And yes, it's a great selling point that you can say San Diego State went to the championship, but how do I know you're a team that's capable of doing that, especially after the way you guys finished last year?
Yeah, well, I think on one hand, you can't recruit that spot, you know, because like you meant, Isaiah is like the foundation, but you could recruit a player by saying you could be the new foundation. So like, hey, I know Isaiah was, you know, whatever that is, but if he is gone, we think you could be that next guy.
Yeah, it's just, I feel for those guys because their world has changed, the coaches. Everything that they used to do coming up in this business, like when Medved was an assistant coach for CSU, they didn't have to deal with, Tim Miles didn't have to deal with any of this stuff back in the day.
Well, no,
this recruiting or NIL and stuff.
When you get into coaching, you learn how it goes and you learn different things from different coaches, but you kind of get into a rhythm of how things work.
Yeah.
And now everything's changing and everyone's learning it together.
Well, and at least like with Medved, he had some head coaching years under his belt with Drake and all that. Coach Smiley, his first job here at UNC at the D1 level was right when everything was going crazy. His first year was the COVID year. And then you're dealing right after that, you're dealing with NIL and transfer portal chaos. So, and like Smiley didn't come up in that, and he wasn't established as a D1 head coach before that. So it's a very difficult task, man. 49 minutes after the hour. Before we break, shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They're the largest privately owned, fully vertically integrated orthopedic and spine medical group in Colorado. And they're one of the largest in the U.S. Guys having issues? The back, the shoulders, the neck, all of that. Check them out online. That's your first step. Go to orthohealth.com to see a list of physicians and all of the wonderful things that they can do. And just go from there. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll get to the lunch rush. Mike Anderson coming up in the 12 o'clock hour as well. More on the Rockies Nugget situation. And our tight-knit brewing poll question of the day has something to do with John Elway. Was he great? Not as a player, as a VP, as a GM for the Broncos. Was he great? Yes, no, or meh. We'll talk about it next.
This Preps baseball season, you pick the game. Hear high school baseball every week on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.